Pashta now is Pashyefta Churban Abayis Bori Temeim Osim. That's for sure. You Klayis so now is Tomei. So he meant to say like the Shechina Hashem is not with you anymore. The Pasuk says in Eichom Tumosa Bishuleho that the Tomei is on the bottom of her. So since you're Tomei, the Shechina is not with you anymore. Like Rashi says, Vaday Temeim Osim V'yein Shechina Ben Eichem Sheri B'Tuma. And Mestoma Kodesh Baruch Hu is not with us anymore now that we're Tomei. So B'chlin answered back and said, no. Omalei, Toch Hazi Maksiv Behu. Look at what it says in the Torah. It says in the Torah, this Pasuk, HaShoychen Itom V'soich Tumoysom. That HaKodesh Yamidashin Afilu B'zman Shem Tumeyim Shechina Shruya B'neim. Even when Klai Yisrael is Tomei, it's after the Churban Abayis, still the Shechina Kodesh Baruch Hu is with the Yidin. So like, no, even now, still Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shechina is still with us. Like we always say, Eim LaKodesh Baruch Hu, El Adal Dama Shel Alochem. But I call upon wherever you're learning Torah, that's where the Shechina is. Now the Gemara is the Kasha. V'chidovar ha'lomad behekish, choyzer u'malamed behekish. Now this is the klal by Kodeshim, any halochem, negetub kodeshim, the klal is, if you learn out this halochem with a hekish, it does, the Torah doesn't say clearly what the din is. You learn it out from a hekish, so you can't make another hekish from this hekish. Like Rashi says, the Kasha is the second line, v'chidovar ha'lomad behekish, kagoyin par she'lomad b'matonos p'nim, achas l'malo, even in the avoidus ha'pnim, by the avoidance of the power, how many zrikas, how many times do you have to make hazor lamala? How many times do you have to throw the blood upwards? The pasuk doesn't say. So we learn out the dama power from the dama soyer, min ha-soyer. Behekish, we have a hekish. And it says one time by the soyer, so now we know by the power also was one time upwards. Vaita via soyer sheva lamata. How do we know that by the soyer you have to mimaza seven times downwards? Behekish, we learn now from Hekish, min apar, from the par. So the kitzad, aloch is by the par and the soya gufa. Afilu lufnaya lufnim, the kodesh HaKadoshim, we only know that both of them have the same halacha, one up and seven downwards, is only from a Hekish. So the kasher is now, choyzrin umalamdim matonah shebefnim, al matonah sapreches, behekish. Are you allowed to learn out now to say that we know you have to be mazah outside in the Hekel? True. How many times? We don't know. So we're making a hekish that the same way it's inside, one up and seven downwards, the same way outside in the hekel also one up and seven downwards. The v'chein yasal yoyel moed. It's a hekish. Now v'chaimel v'mesechta zvochim t'yein lemeidim b'kodishim hekish min a hekish. That's the cloud the Gemara in Zvochim says, that something you learn out in the gate to kodishim, if you only know it from a hekish, like here, the dama par, how many times upwards, we don't know. We have to learn it out from the dama the soyer. How many times downwards by the dama soyer, we don't know. We learn it out from the dama par. So since we learn out one from the other, Luchuri cannot now again make another hekish to learn that the outside in the hechel, when again you have to make the special azois from the dama par and dama soyer, how many times? So we're learning out, the posit says, V'chein yasel yoyimoyid. Do the same thing in the Hechel. But by Kodshim, Mikila, not one from the other, if the first limit was from a Hekish. So the Moran says, Hi, over here it's a little bit better. Hi, hey, menu, v'dover acharu. So I have a Hekish. Here it's not really a Hekish. Because in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there's the avoidance of the Dama Par and the Dama the Soyer. Now each one of them, the Torah says one at least. The Torah says the Dama Par seven times downwards. And the Torah also says, you have to do the Dama Par upwards. So the Torah really says by the Dama Par up and down. It just doesn't say how many times upwards. The same with the Dama HaSoyer. The Torah says one up, and you have to do downwards. How many times downwards, we don't know. But each one of them has a limud by itself, and from someplace else. So that's not called the complete Hekish. That's called Hemenu V'Dover Acher. From it itself and something else. True, I need a little bit of help. Like for one part of it, but the other part of it, the Torah does say in its place what the locher is. So that's not called a hekish. For I have a hekish, that's not called a hekish. Like Rashi says, Hey menu v'dover achar, hekish or rishon lav hekishum. Even the first hekish in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's not a real hekish. Shorei bein bapar, bein besoyek siv, malo moto. By both of them, the Torah says you have to make two types of hazos. You have to spritz the dam upwards and downwards. We only have to learn out one from the other, how many times upwards, how many times downwards. Hilkach, therefore, kol chad v'chad me'atzma lomad miksas. Each one of them, Adama, Paradama, Sor, have a little bit, but you learn out by itself. V'dabaracha mesayeya b'miktas. And something else true only helps out a little bit. That's called mesayeya b'miktas. V'yein zeh lomet b'hekish. This is not considered a real learning out from a hekish. V'heichi dom y'hekish. What is really considered a hekish? She'en choyzo melamed hu, that you can't learn out a second time from. K'goin. Im lo nema lamate b'soya klau. If the Torah wouldn't have said at all, by this story you have to be mazed downwards. Or lamala b'par. Or else the Torah would have not said at all, you have to do upwards by the dama par. L'nyama klaloi. Ulam non habahema zumi zub hekish. Hainu hekish. Hainu chayzum lamed hekish. Then if you would learn out from hekish, I learn out the dama par from the dama sawyer, the dama sawyer, dama par, that would have been a very good hekish. Because the Torah doesn't say about this sawyer at all to do downwards. How do I know to do downwards? You have to learn it out completely from the par. That would have been a hekish. But now the Torah says something. In its parasha, the Torah says, Zayin the dama par and the dama soyer, you need a mazir, upwards and downwards. So it says exactly what you need. It just doesn't say the amount. So that's not called a complete hekish. That's called heimenu b'dav rachar. So therefore you could learn out to the avodas of the heichal, like now. Now after the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen Gadol went to the heichal, and there also we had to make the hazois of the Dhamma Par and Dhamma Sur. How much? We have a right to learn it out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because it's not considered a complete hekish. So Gemara says that that's gufa machlokes though. Gemara says, Honi chalaman diyoma, that's very good according to this man diyomar, lo hevi hekish. That holds it's not called hekish if the Torah says some part in its own parsha. Elo laman diyoma hevi hekish maik lememor, hey, this is the machlokes in the Gemara in Zvachim though, like Rashi says. Plukta bizvachim perkezum mekaimam. So the man diyoma there in Zvachim that says, even though some parts of the halacha says by itself, but since you have to come on to help from another halacha, that's still called a hekish. And the cloud by Kodeshim is, if one thing you learn out from hekish, you can't learn it out from another thing from hekish. So we have Akasha now in Al-Gemara. How can we learn out that in the heichal, outside, he also did one up and seven downwards from the Panim? The Panim Gufra is a hekish, and you can't make a hekish to a hekish. So Gemara answers, like it's not really a hekish here. We're just sending out the two places. In other words, there's a place you have to make hazor in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Oren is, and then there's another set of hazors you have to do outside in the Heichol. So we're just learning out the Mokum of the Heichol from the Mokum of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Rashi says, Mekoyim Esu Degamri Madodi, Ein Ze Hekish, this is not considered a real Hekish, Ha'lomid Mene Hekish, that you're learning out one from the other, Sherei Behekish Harishan Lomdu Behem Azu Mizu. The first hekish in the Lufnai Lufnim, we're learning out the Dhamma Par from the Dhamma Soyu. True. The Yosu as Domoi Kasheroso Dhamma Par. The Torah says, do the same thing to the Dhamma Soyu, the same thing you did to the Dhamma Par. Well, the hekish Hasheni. Now, in the second hekish near, here, that we're learning out from the Heichel, from the Pnim, Loihuka Shum Dover Liakas Menabhemis. We're not learning out the two animals, the Dhamma Par and the Dhamma Soyer. Lilmoid Mimenu, learn out from that, Mashalomda Behekish Mechabaseon, what you learned out from the first Hekish. In other words, the second Hekish is not the same as the first one. The first one would be Makish, the two animals, the Dhamma the Par and the Dhamma the Soyer together. Ela here, the second Hekish is Hamakoymois Hukshu Zelazir. We're learning out the places. Vechenyasim Liyoyomoid. You should do now in the Yoyimoyed in the Heichum, Kasher, Keeper Allah Kodesh. The same way you did in the Lufnayan Lufnin, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The HaKodesh Alomad Klum Mitchila Behekish. Ela HaPar Hukish Lissoyev, Asoy LaPar, Matonas HaKodesh. In other words, in the first Hekish, there was no limud of the Mokum Lufnayan Lufnim. The first Hekish was the Dhamma, the part of Dhamma the Soyer. Now, the second Hekish, we're not learning out the din of the Dhamma, the part of Dhamma the Soyer. We're only making Hekish now that the Chen Yasel Yoyom Moyed, that in the Heichel and the Oyom Moyed has the same halach like the Lufnayan Lufnim. So, just learning out the two places has the same halachis. So, that's not called the Hekish from the Hekish. Iboy Yisem, another Teretz is, Chutz Mipnim, B'chod Ezim Negomer. It's even in the first Hekish, it was one limo to learn out the Dhamma Par from the Dhamma Soyer, that you do the Azoyas, both inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and outside also. It's not considered two separate Hekishes. It's called like one. And Rashi says, Iboy Yisem, Chutz Mipnim, B'chod Ezim Negomer. Inami Svirulon, De Pnim B'Hekish Lomad, Yochol Achsev Lomad HaHechol, B'Vas Achas, Mashakosev Boy B'Ferish, Egoin Achas Tamal B'Soyer, U'V'Shev Lamata B'Par, V'Imoyim Af Mashalomad B'Hekish. This you can learn out, because it's like one limud. the limud demar, that whatever you have to do to the par is the same way you have to do to the soyer, both in the kodesh hakodashim and outside in the heichal. So again, it's like one type of a limud. What do you do with this dama par? How many times you do it downwards, both in the kodesh hakodashim and in the heichal? So that's only one hekish that we're learning out the dama the soyer from the dama the par. Just like by the par, it's seven downwards. Huadin and Damar HaSoyer is also seven downwards. And the opposite, how many times upwards by the par? Well, learning it out from the Soyer, you do it one upwards in both places. So it's considered like one Hekish. Bechad, like Mar says, Bechad Zim Negomer. At one time, we learn out both things. So Mar says, Tona, we learn now in a Braisa, Keshu Maza Eina Maza Laprechis. When the Kohen Gadol now was standing outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he was standing in the Heichol, and he was facing towards the Prechis, and he had to spray the dam, one upwards and seven downwards, the dam did not mamish touch the preiches. Elo k'neged preiches. It only reached the ground, the floor, but right next in front of the preiches. Hey, just like we had before by the kaparis and the kodesh kadoshim, the dam did not have to touch the urin, it didn't touch the kaparis. It just was sprayed towards the kaparis, but it went on the floor. The same thing now was in the heichel. He's throwing the dam towards the preiches, but it does not touch the preiches itself. Elo k'neged preiches. Now, Omer Ablezer, Reb Lezer, I guess, Nakashi, really. Omer Ablezer, Reb Yosi, Ani Riyasiha B'Roimi. I once went to Roim, and I saw the Proiches that was in Roim. He's the Goyim that had the Proiches in Roim. For Hoyo Olea Kama Tipe Damim, Shel Pavis Soyo Shiyom HaKippurim. And he saw that it had a lot of blood stains. He's the blood, the Dam of the Parna, Dam of the Soyer. When the Kohen Gadol Dirga on Yom Kippur, it mamet touched the Proiches. So what are you telling me now? It doesn't have to touch the Proiches. Here I see mamish the preiches that had blood stains from the dama par and dama soyer. So Mura first wants to say the duma the par helam dava shosiber. Jesus said the dam you saw in the preiches was what the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur. Maybe it was other karbonis. There are other chatoyis apnim. There's the par helam dava shosiber. If the klayis or does the chet, they have to bring a par together, and the alzrikas of that dam is also in the heichel. Vital sira by the zorahu. You have the same thing by the surfer by the zorah. So maybe who says this blood was from the pnim, from the kodesh, from Yom Kippur? Maybe the dam was from outside, from the heichel. I mean, it's good they're both in the heichel. I mean, but who says it was from the dam and the par and the par and the soil of Yom Kippur? Maybe it's from these other karbonis throughout the whole year. So the Moran says, he says, the chazi di avidi kisidron. No, Reb Lezer says, when I looked at the preches, I saw the way the dam was coming down kisidron, the right seder. In other words, just like in the kip we had, it's kamatzlif. He like throws taka one upwards, and then the seven downwards go straight down in a line. So we saw around the preches the line of the seven line, the seven dams coming down. So I Kamat Zichi knew that this was the dam that came from Yom Kippur, and still he said he saw the dam on the preches. So you see, the dam did reach the preches. This is like a little of a kasha now. So Rashi says, Ani Riyasiya Baraymi, Mesechta Milo Gabe Ben Talmion, Nasa Nesta Reb Lezer Reb Yosi, Sheripo Esbas Melech Roim, he healed up the king's daughter, Shenichna Shade Begufoi, Sheshmoi Ben Talmion, that happened that the shade went into the king's daughter, Vechnisul Yetzra Melech Lito Komash Yitzon, and the Schah Zed let him go into the Yetzra Melech and take whatever he wants. Lohoye Chofetz Elolito Misham Igoris, he only wanted to take the letters that had the gzeros of a gerzer against Klal Yisrael. He found them a korim and he ripped them up. But there he also saw the kelim from the Beis Hamikdash that the goyim took into Rome. So the kid said there he saw the preiches and he saw that the dam did reach the preiches. So not like our Gemara is saying. Our Gemara is saying that the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer does not reach the preiches. And there he says he saw the dam reach the preiches. So the Gemara first asks, maybe it's other kabonis, other chatzayis apnim. The Gemara says, no, he saw the dam kisidrum, Zatrashi. Milamalo lamata kamatzlif. He saw the way the dam was going on a straight row downwards on the preiches. And the only time you do that is on the avoid of Yom Kippur. So Chura was nikur that the avoid of Yom Kippur gufo, the domim did hit the preiches. Yeah. He says Taki Surat. So one terrace could be is even though there's a mitzvah, you don't have to reach the preiches. Just if it did, sometimes it could be it hit the preiches. So if it hit the preiches, about it, it's still kosher. So it could be one time it hit it.
Right. So now the Gemara says,
well, Nisar v'loy, now Nushal now. Nisar v'loy domim b'domim. What's going to happen if the two bloods got mixed up? It's the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the dam of the par, and the dam of the soya got mixed up together. It's like a tribu, you're supposed to have them separate and do two separate avoides. You have to do the azois first on the dam of the par, one upwards and seven downwards, and then you first taste the dam of the soya to do it. What's going to be if the two damim got mixed up together? So Rashi says, domim b'domim, shel pav shel soyer, koidim shel nosam befnim klum. As before the Kohen Gadol made any type of azois at all, both bloods got mixed up. So what should he do now? So Gemara says, Omar Rava, Rava said, Noisein achas lamalo, v'shev lamata. Since both dams got mixed up together, so the one hazor you do upwards is like you're doing hazor from the dam of the soyer and the dam of the par. So yaitza both two in one. Who adin, just do seven downwards, and yaitza both in one. Do one time seven downwards, because that one time has in it the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer. The oila loy lakan lakan. That's what Rava wanted to say. And you should be yaitza both halachas now. Both the dama par and the dama soyer. Do it together. Because you have both dama mixed together, so you mekayim the mitzvah together. Tomorrow says, Omru kaimet Reb Yirmiyah. So he said over this halacha, Rava's halacha in front of Reb Yirmiyah. Omar, Reb Yirmiyah said, Bevavloi, has you, Rava, you're from Bavel, tipshoi, you're like a tipish, you're a fool. Mishum de dari v'yarva de chashucha, amri shmata to de mechashchin. Since you're living in a black land, in a dark land, like Bavel, you're saying like black things. In other words, you're not saying good. What you're saying now is wrong. So Rashi says, b'yasu de chashucha, Bavel shi metzula. Hey, his Bavel is called the black land, it's metzula. It has a lot of tail, it has a lot of shade there. What was the time, what's wrong with it? So Gemara says, ha-ko-yo-yev lamala de soyer, mak-mei mata de par. If you want to be yaitse both hazoyes at one time, so you're putting one time upwards. You're saying with your one hazor upwards, since in this one hazor you have the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer, you want to say yaitse both right now upwards. So it comes out, you're putting from the dam of the soyer upwards before you did the seven lamata of the par. And that's not right. The Torah says, that means, and when you finish the blood, that's what's mechaper. So we dashin keeper dama par. First finish doing all what you have to do with the dama the par. In other words, first do one hazo upwards, and then do seven hazois downwards with the dama the par. And after that, kilo dama soyer. And then you finish off the dama the soyer. So you're doing the opposite way now, you can't be yitzer. So that's the kasha to Rava. How could you say the two bloods got mixed up? Do just one hazor upwards and seven hazors downwards, because in the one hazor upwards you have both the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer, but it's no good, because you can't have the dam of the soyer go upwards before you did the seven lamata of the par. So what you have to do is first do one upwards and seven downwards, and say you only want to be yotzei the din of the par. And then you have to do over again a second time, one upwards and seven downwards, and then you want to be yotzei the din of the seven for the soyer, or the din of the soyer. That's what Amor says. Elo Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Noisein achas lamala, you have to put one upwards, v'shev lamata l'shem apar. You have in mind now, you're doing this, these hazois, you're spritzing the dam, l'shem the par, v'choizev v'noisein achas lamala, v'shev lamata l'shem asoir. And you have to do a second time then, another set of the hazois. One time upwards, and seven time downwards, to recount the mitzvah for the soyim. As even though in the first time when you spray it upwards, you had takas on dama soyer, but you're not mechavim for that. That's not your kavana. Your kavana now is only for the dama the par. So finish doing the avoidance of the dama the par, and then you'll start doing the avoidance of the dama the soyer. Rashi says, Hokoyoyev lamala de soyer, shenoysen achas lamala l'shem par l'shem soyer. As according to Rava, that the one upwards, the yoytze both, you're doing the soyer before the par. And the pasuk says v'chilu mechaper means kila hakaporis, finish off doing the kaporis. K'moy shehein amuras binyan, the way the Torah says. And the Torah says first do the dam of the par and then you do the dam of the soyer. So you're not allowed to do it the opposite way. So that's what Yirmiyah says. You have to do two sets of azois here also. One upwards and one seven downwards, and then again one upwards, seven downwards. Nothing more clear than another shayla. Nisarvu? Nisarvu loy domin bedomin. If the blood got mixed up, domin bedomin, bimatonus achronis, by the second matonus. So Rashi says, achas shenosan, achas lamalu menapar. What's going to be, again, on Yom Kippur, could be you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim now, the Kohen Gadol is doing now, holding the Dam of the Par, and the Dam of the Par is first you have to do one upwards, and then you do seven downwards. So he had the Dam of the Par by itself, and he made one Hazor upwards. And after he finished doing the one Hazor upwards, now the two Kalim got mixed up together. The Dam of the Par and the Dam of the Sur again got mixed up together. So how should he do now? How should he finish off doing the Avodis? Is Nisarvul Adama Bedama Matonas Achronis? Is Sava Rapopo Kaimi the Rav Lameimor? Rapopo wanted to say in front of Rav that then should be Noisein Shevul Amato L'Shem Par. Like continue doing the Avodah. You did already one upwards, so now do seven downwards. Finish off doing L'Shem Par or L'Shem Sawyer, and also like this one time you're doing downwards now. Have Kavana for the Dam of the Sawyer also. Then the choizer v'noise nachas lamala l'shem soyim, and then just finish off. Do one more lamala l'shem the soyim. What happened was first you did one lamala with the dam of the par. You only had the dam of the par by itself. Then right away the two kalim got mixed up. So you figure I have to do now seven lamata l'shem the par. So the kohen sticks his finger inside the dam. Now he has his finger in his dam. There are two types of dam in the finger now. There's a dam of the par and the dam of the soyer, because the two bloods got mixed up. So he has to go seven times downwards. So he figures, when I'm doing it seven times downwards, I'll have in mind for both of them already that I'm doing zay from the dam of the par and also for the dam of the soyer. So now when he finishes that, what is he missing? From the dam of the soyer, he didn't do one lamala. So now he'll just finish off and do again, stick his finger in again, and again just do one lamala. That's what Rapapa wanted to say. So Gemara says that Omalei Rava. So Rava said back to Rapapa, you know for sure you're wrong. It said like this, Ad hashter karulon tipshoi. Like Rava was saying, don't tell this almost to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Because up until now, Rabbi Yirmiyah called me Stama Tipish. Hey, to come over my svar, I said before, he called me a Tipish already. Omalei if you can tell him over your svar, what you just got finished saying, they're going to call you Tipshoi Tipshoi. Like a double fool you're going to be. Why? To call me Gemarina Lahu for like Gemiri. Because so you tell me, Rabbi Yirmiyah will tell you, I already taught you the right shot, and you're not learning, you're not listening. Why? Because for your eights was no good, Rav Papa. Why? For her call Yoyev Mate this Sawyer, Mekame Mala this Sawyer. According to your Cheshbin, you want to do seven Hazoyes downwards, and you're having in mind now downward, you're doing finishing off the Dam of the Par, and you're also starting now the Dam of the Sawyer. But the Dam of the Sawyer you didn't do up yet. So you want to first do the seven downwards for the Dam of the Sawyer, and then you do one more upwards for the Dam of the Sawyer. Now that's possible. Via Torah, the Torah says, Tein lamalo, v'yachakach lamato. The Torah says, you know what to say there is? That first you have to make the one Hazor upwards, both from the Dam of the Par by itself and the Dam of the Sawyer by itself, and then you could first do the Shev lamato. So here, your Reitzer is a double Chsorin. It's a chsorin, even the Dam of the Sur itself. You can't have the seven lamato before you have the one lamala. So Ella, what is the eight? So what do you have to do in such a case? Ella, the halacha should be like this. Ella Amar Rava. Even Rava himself answered back like Rava did learn. And Rava said like this. Ella Amar Rava.